Welcome back and thanks for joining us. Start over. Are you gonna cue me in or?
Yeah, I'm gonna cue you in.
Alright.
What the fuck? Come.
Don't look. Don't look.
Is this a snort?
Joining us and welcome to another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop. I'm your host Sophie, and here we are with the guys Mike and Ken.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And people. And he's having a sick day.
Ebola 430.
What did you say? B what?
He's having a sick day, so I'm just gonna jump right on into the question. It is actually a question from the email Mostafa.
All right,
hey guys, watch your show from Australia. My question to you is, what three rappers / groups would you like to hear another album from, past or present, and why? Personally, I would like to hear another album from Most Def, Outkast, and a Black Eyed Peas album, which has similar roots to
Black
their first
Peas.
Two albums.
Black Eyed Peas.
Hang on.
The first Black Eyed Peas album? They just got hot in Australia.
20 years later.
They just broke.
Okay, now what was the question?
Wow. Okay.
What rap group would you want to see make a new album, like,
or individual?
Or individual. Somebody that, you know, I guess hasn't done something in a while.
And why?
And why?
Kettle Boys. I'll go first. Everybody kind of pause me. I like the Kettle Boys album, man. I like,
No, I was gonna say you like a lot of these Texas artists, don't
you?
Yeah,
man. Yeah. I would love to hear something from the Ghetto Boys. I think that would be dope if they got back together. And we saw Ball and G at the Outkast show. I would like to see another album from them. You know, I'm a big fan of their work. They got all this shit, so I think that would be dope.
Yeah, I think, you know, the obvious to me is Outkast. Obviously, you know, with everything that they've gone through. You know, I think probably the most selling hip hop group of all time. You know, so yeah, I definitely want to see Outkast. I know The Lox still makes music.
They just put out an EP.
They got an EP, but it's been a minute since they dropped an album together, though. Like, they've been focusing on all of their solo projects. So anybody watch the show, man, I'm a huge Lox fan.
So would you want like The Lox with Swiss Beatz behind production, like that type of
Lox? Like going way nostalgic?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say no, for the simple fact that I feel like, personally, I don't like where Swiss Beatz is gone. Like, if he can tap back into what made Rough Riders hot, yes. Then I say okay. But where he is right now, he's trying to grow and do something different, which I respect. But I don't know if I would want him to, you know, be so involved with the Lox like that. Let me think. Who else, man?
Individual rappers.
I got somebody.
Go ahead, baby.
I wouldn't mind seeing Black Star get back together. I know I've been kind of like hoping and wishing for that for like the past 5 or 6 years. I would love to see Mos Def, Yasiin Bey, Mos Def, and Talib Kweli get back together and do an album. And give me like Oh No and Madlib type production, and I'm in heaven. So that, and I also wouldn't mind seeing Little Brother get back and do another album.
Yep.
Like Ninth Wonder, Pooh, even though they say it's not gonna happen, but just wishful thinking.
Damn.
So that's my two choices.
Did it say Dead or Alive?
It's a past or present. So
yeah, I guess
I mean, a clear choice, I would love to see Company Flow get back together and do another album. That would be fucking amazing. I'd like to see Antipop Consortium do another album. I don't know what happened to those guys. I wish there was another Idea and Abilities album. I can't think of anybody else right now. I mean, another one, obviously, I wish there'd be another Outkast album. That'd be great, but I mean, that goes without saying.
Ken, what about the Big Timers? Why you asking that?
You wasn't on the Big Timers?
No.
Big Timers was hot. Even the Hot Boys. I don't know what the hell happened to Turk. Turk was that dude.
I like their earlier stuff, when they were more underground, the Volume 1, How You Love That Volume 1 and Volume 2. Yeah, I mean, I was more okay with that, but... Nah, I think we're good. I think we're okay with what we got.
Matty Fresh and Baby, we don't need no more music.
Like, back then, it was tolerable. Like, it was okay because that was around that whole Master P type era, so a lot of it was driven by the beats more than the actual rappers themselves. And it was just kind of like a thing that was in New Orleans that people just kind of,
yeah,
you know, and, just kind of navigated to.
And his music was different because it was like rapping was more new to him. So obviously he was rapping more about street stuff. Yeah, he was flossing. They was always flossing from the beginning. But now it's like you have none of that street element in your rhymes. Not taking nothing from the background, yeah. But yeah. But you know, I think, you know, for shits and giggles, it would be kind
of
funny.
I got a solo rapper. I just thought of one. I think if he get like a right, or I guess the right people behind him or the right production team, I wouldn't mind seeing Beanie Siegel come back with make a comeback album. A good comeback album.
You really by yourself on that.
I like Beanie Siegel.
When Beanie Siegel was hot, man, he dropped two or three good albums, man. I think with the right production, I think Beanie Siegel.
When Beanie Siegel was hot.
Yeah, I'm saying when Beanie Siegel was good.
He ain't been hot in like 10 years.
I guess he said put him in the right situation.
No. That's what I'm saying. Put him, get him a right production team or something. I think Beanie, I would like to hear what he has to talk about.
He ain't got nothing to talk about.
He should have plenty to talk about.
He's not gonna talk about anything but Jay. Don't want to hear that shit no more.
Beanie's a beast when you want to be.
But he hasn't wanted to be in like 15 years.
But in B's scenario, the way B's proposing it, if he was in the right situation.
He's in the right production.
Right production. I mean, same thing as the right situation. I think if he get a right crew to back, I mean, not a crew, but like just the right team behind him, I think Beanie can make a good comeback. I mean, he's a dope MC.
He's a whack MC.
Why I kind of agree with him in B scenario, how he's posing it with the right producer, I think Beanie could still have it. I think Beanie still got it.
Beans would need the right people to talk to him and say, look, you need to bring back that old school Beanie, not the fucking 2012 he was trying to put new music out and it was terrible.
But that's all he's saying though, man. He's saying Beanie Siegel in the right situation.
He said production, y'all inserted situation trying to help him out. The right situation.
I think you're looking too deep into it.
Look. When Beans was fucking dope, Beans was dope. My problem with Beans is the past fucking like 6-7 years, he has not wanted to be that Beans anymore. And that's the problem.
And maybe if you get the right people to tell him, yo, Beans, we want you back on that shit again. I think he can deliver a solid album.
Street bully shit again. Who else you got, man?
I don't have anybody else. Kill if you're lying.
You say individual people too?
I said idea. And I would love to see God bless her dead, but a Kamuteo album. I would love to see, if he had actually finished his project or did another one after that, but.
What about the first?
Oh, Nas and AZ and who's the third person? Cormega. Yeah.
I don't know. You want to hear the new beat?
Hold on, you're not gonna put this on me. That was B. That
one Green.
He said, I was just trying. I was trying to help him out. I was just saying. He said if he was in the right situation.
Honestly, you want to add anything to the list?
Oh man,
Jay.
Oh Jay.
Yeah, tell Jay to come back with the whole shit.
Oh Jay.
What if Jay and Beans put out an album together?
That would be dope.
How nice would that be?
I think that would be cool. I think that would be cool.
Like if Jay and Beans primarily were to do an album together, and you can't be going and fishing for all of these new sound type beats, and you can't be going like 92 boom bap either. They gotta find their happy lane, their happy medium. I feel like a lot of these older guys trying to stay relevant, they're going too new. And it'd be interesting. I would definitely like to see Jay and Beans. And to squash that, that'll be real interesting. That'll be real interesting.
All right, well, thank you, Mustafa, for your question.
Mustafa
from Australia. Thank you for your question. Don't forget to send all of your questions to ask@deadintohiphop.com and send the rest of your questions to our Twitter, ask@DEHH. Follow us and see you next time.